It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. We are going to be focusing on health issues in Tuolumne County on this weekend's show. And we are pleased to be joined today by Tuolumne County Health Officer, Dr. Bob Bernstein. And good morning, Dr. Bernstein.
Hi, Tracy. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you coming in. Recently, you took over the position, and give the listeners an idea about your background.
Okay, so I'm a medical doctor and a public health physician. My specialty is public health and preventive medicine. I gained those credentials through obtaining a molecular biology degree, first of all, and then later a medical degree, and then a degree in public health. And what a medical officer or public health officer does in a county is to help promote health and protect the health and safety of the community. And that's what I'm here to do.
And what brought you to the area?
Well, it's a great question. I have worked for the past almost 40 years, mostly overseas in low-income developing countries in Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and Eastern Europe. And in those roles, I worked for the Centers for Disease Control for almost 25 years, and then on assignment to the World Health Organization, UNICEF, and a number of other international organizations like Doctors Without Borders. I learned a lot, and hopefully I was helpful in many of those situations. But as a public health physician, the difference between a physician who focuses on public health and a clinician that you might see when you go to the doctor's office is that my focus is on the population as a whole. Of course, I'm very concerned about individuals within the population, but a public health physician has to look at what is happening across the county, all age groups, different demographic groups, socioeconomic groups, and make sure that everybody's health needs are being met.
What would you say are your top priorities or goals for this area now that you've been here a little bit and got your feet wet?
Thanks a lot. Well, I still am on a learning curve for working at the local level. As I mentioned, I mainly worked where my patients, if you will, were ministers of health or directors of programs. Here I'm where the rubber meets the road. And in order to be sure that I'm doing the right things, what happens in communities like ours is there is a community health needs assessment, and in analyzing the needs of the community, a community health improvement plan is developed. So I don't make the priorities for the county. I try to make sure that the programs and policies and practices and capacities of the people that I'm working with and the stakeholders and partners that the county health department works with are all working together to address those needs.
I know that recently you organized a conference in the county, and it was regarding opioid addiction. Who were the speakers and what was discussed?
Thanks for asking about that. It was quite a remarkable conference. We had Dr. Vincent Felitti, who together with the Centers for Disease Control and Kaiser Foundation back in 1998 did a study to characterize what is known today as adverse childhood experiences. And those are many different types of experiences in childhood and adolescence. And the relationship between those experiences, the number, the frequency, the severity, the nature of those experiences, there's been demonstration that following childhood and adolescence, there are risks of developing illnesses and injuries, including substance or opioid use disorders. And the more ACEs you may have gone through, the more risk you may have. So Dr. Felitti was one of the keynote speakers. We had several other very distinguished keynote speakers. Dr. Amber Robinson from the Centers for Disease Control told us about the ways in which the Centers for Disease Control assists states and local health departments and other partners like law enforcement agencies, drug enforcement agencies, social agencies, and so forth, how the Centers for Disease Control helps to address public health problems like substance and opioid abuse, but also other problems that were identified in our community health needs assessment. And then we had the pleasure of Dr. Mark Horton, who was the previous health officer for the state of California and now serves as a coach or mentor for something on the order of 20 or 30 counties like ours that are trying to address the problem of opioid or substance use disorders. And he was able to tell us some of the challenges and ways that other counties are addressing this, because the purpose of this conference yesterday was really to learn and develop and strengthen our own next steps. Following Dr. Horton, we had a presentation by Dr. Matt Willis, who's the health officer in Marin County, a county that is somewhat more resourced than our county, not such a rural county as ours. But Dr. Willis has one of the strongest coalitions of organizations at a county level that are addressing this problem. So he was able to tell us how somewhat better resourced county has been addressing this problem, and there's some great lessons there for us. And then we had a terrific presentation by Dr. Richard Haroof. Dr. Haroof is the medical examiner in Seattle King County in Washington, state of Washington. Well, of course, again, that's a very large city and somewhat more resourced than ours. And he was able to tell us some very interesting information about how in such a better resourced county, they still have difficulty being able to be sure that a death or a near fatal incident is actually related to a drug problem. And the way they've addressed that is a very simple approach by putting on the death certificate a little box to check if the medical examiner at the time of the incident, in conversations and observations, conversations with peers and family and law enforcement folks and emergency services folks, and the observations of the victim, him or herself, checks that box if Dr. Haroof thinks that this is almost certainly related to drug use. That saves a month, sometimes 2 months, of waiting for the toxicology and gives everyone a chance to try to get at the events that led up to this to try to improve prevention. And finally, we had from the State Health Department, we had Dr. Steve Wirtz, who manages a program at the state level called the Opioid Dashboard. And that's a really important tool which we use to try to document, monitor, and evaluate how well we're doing at addressing the problem here in Tuolumne County and across the state.
Were there some takeaways that you got that you could probably or would like to implement here?
Yeah, the conference was attended. We had limited resources, so we limited to invited guests, but the conference itself is going to be on the public website, Access TV, if I can mention that.
Sure.
And also on the county website. So the slides and the text and the speeches and the interaction, the discussion session will all be on the public access. And among the things that we learned from 125, 130 guests that included law enforcement, social services, behavioral health, mental health, the drug courts, the prosecuting attorneys, what we learned from this diverse assembly of stakeholders, local stakeholders and members of our coalition was, among other things, the importance of the four strategies that the state of California is asking us to implement. And I can tell you a little bit more of that if you have time.
You know what? We were going to talk about that in our next segment. We will talk about the four strategies, but right now we're going to have to take a little break. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be right back.